This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
That's what you're for. You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Temple of the Holy Ghost is what the Bible says. Now to do that, he spilled his blood. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him. We're going out from this too. We're going out from the world, that shows. Now, Ephesians 1. Sanctification and holy is the same meaning. Holy unto the Lord. It's for him. It's sanctified. It's cut out for him. We talked a little bit about this the other night. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in the Mashiach. According as, here's why he gave us all those blessings. Because we're the elect. Whosoever will may come, but this is an elect group. According as he hath chosen him, us, in him, when, remember, before the foundation of the world, to the end that we should be what? Holy, sanctified. Sanctified holy. The blood. Jesus shed his blood that we might be sanctified holy, that out of all this group down here, God might have a people that will be brought unto him holy, blameless. And where will we stand for eternity? According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. You lose the meaning of that in our Western languages. The Eastern languages get it. All the Hebrew prepositions have to do with bodily position. I don't say that you're beside me. I say you're aliad. You're at my hand. Pene is the face. Just add an L to it. Lifne. And you have before. Before in the Hebrew and in the Greek means right in front of your face. Jesus came and died and shed his blood because God's going to take out a people from all the rest. And that people's going to stand in God's face for eternity, made of God's very being, made of his substance, made of his glory, and walk and move and reign with him. And that's the church of the living God. Sometimes I hear people preaching about the church, and I say, they don't even have an idea what the church is. And that's the purpose. Not just what we're saved from, what we're saved to. And even while you're living in this earth, it says that your, Philippians 3:20 says, our citizenship is in heaven. The day I got born again, his life and nature came down inside my spirit, and it sanctified me from all the rest of this earth. Now my headquarters is heaven. Now I go on heaven's laws. I get my healing. I don't have to go by the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. Because I'm from heaven. I'm from outer space. I am an alien from another planet. I put my mind on heavenly things because God told me to. Even if people say stupid things like, so heavenly minded, they're no earthly good. Anyone who's heavenly minded is more than earthly good. Being a flake is not being heavenly minded. Knowing that I'm called to be in his presence. Not only am I called to be in his presence, But I'm called right here on this earth to be His holy habitation. He wants to come in me and fill me with Himself and fill this whole church in the earth with Himself and show them God through you. I'm telling you folks before you leave here, it's not going to be a matter of divine healing. I know some prayers who are already praying over into that. And Rachel Tifa Teller, great woman of prayer. She's already been praying over into that, and she saw the church before we leave, and sickness and disease would come and try to attach itself to us, and it'd roll off of us like water off a duck's back. Thank God we're seeing it. Thank God we're seeing Him make us His holy habitation. That's the purpose of the church. If you'll read down in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 19, this is the plan for the church. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the sanctified ones, the saints. That's what that means, the separated ones. You're separated. You're of the household of God. You're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all this building, this holy temple, fitly framed together, grows into an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. You are saved unto and sanctified unto by the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood washes you out from sin so that the glory can fill you. It washes you from all traces of the touch of the enemy so that the God, the Creator, can fill every crevice of your being. That's His will. You don't need to think lowly of yourself. Just think this right here. Verse 21. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. For this cause I, Paul, do something. He gives a side journey and he comes back in verse 14. For this cause I bow my knees. For this cause I pray. And he prays for the glorious church that God has in the earth, the temple that He wants to fill with Himself. He prays concerning it. And then he ends his prayer with this, verse 19. He prays that we will know the love of the Mashiach, which passes knowledge, that... The Greek word that is such a wonderful word. It means in order that. This happened in order that that might happen. He prays for us to know love in order that this is the will of God. Your mind can't grasp this. You might be filled with all the fullness of God. That's God's will for the church. That requires sanctification. Hallelujah. Unless you think that's too big, I love these next two. Thank God for them. He knew that'd be too much for us. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, the power that works in us, He that began a work in you will complete it. The power that works in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, world without end. Amen. Unto Him be the manifest presence of God in the church. Now that's going to happen, folks, before we go out of here. Going over here to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, the middle of the verse. It might only happen for 10 minutes. I don't know how long it'll be. But we're going to be absolutely filled with God. If you think that coming out of Egypt's just a type of the rapture of the church, there wasn't even one feeble one among their tribes. Hallelujah. Verse 25, Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it that He might what? Sanctify and cleanse. They're different. that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Have you been washed with the word in recent years? What do you think all this word has been about? Oh, it's about this. In order that, Hine, verse 27, he might present the church to himself, a glorious church, not having a spot or a wrinkle or any such thing, but that the church should be holy and without blemish. Holy, set apart totally for God, and cleansed from any blemishes. That's the will of God and the work of Christ Jesus. The water, the Spirit, and the blood agree, it says in 1 John. The water is the Word, the Spirit is the Holy Ghost, and the blood is that blood shed for us to sanctify us a people unto God. You're sanctified when you get born again. You're set apart. You are marked with the blood of Jesus Christ when you are born again. But I also see in my studies of the blood and of the Word that sanctification is also a process. You are in legality set apart for God, but sometimes in your soul area, there's things still left, grave clothes, or that the blood further sanctifies you. And as you go along, the natural process is that you're changed from one degree of God's glory to the next, from glory to glory to glory. The process is that you're more and more separated unto Him. More and more, more and more, day by day, separated more and more unto Him. And I have known some people who have given their lives so to Him. Sanctification is an act of God's election. He chooses to sanctify this people, but this people must surrender themselves to God to be sanctified. For you to be totally set apart unto His will, unto His purpose in your life, you're going to have to do what the old timers call surrender or consecrate. We were once in a meeting with Brother Hagin. It was camp meeting. And he called for the singers to sing a song of consecration. I think it was, I Surrender All. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I fully give. I surrender all. And they didn't know it. None of them knew it. And it was a pregnant moment. And Brother Hagin said, that's what's the matter with this generation. You don't even know anything.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible and the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CDs for $30, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!